极度自恋，自创语境，疯狂自恋一。
All of a sudden, my alarm clock went off. It is 6 o'clock in the morning. I should wake up, but I am still sleepy. I know that I have to get up or I will be late. I need to wash my face, put clothes on, and then go downstairs to eat breakfast. I wonder what is for breakfast today. I hope it is something delicious. After I finish eating, I will take bus number 8 to school. I have a test today, but I did not study. I hope I can pass it. My father will be angry if I get a bad grade. I better get up now. I think my mother is trying to wake me up.
疯狂自恋二。
I am on the school bus, sitting by my classmates, Tina, Linda, Jackie, and Lisa. I do not like to gossip with them, so I am listening to a new CD I bought last week. Rock is the type of music that I like. I just went to a rock concert 2 months ago. It was great. Anyway, I am pulling out a sandwich. I am really hungry. One sandwich will not be enough, but I will have to bear with it. My father gives me only $10 a day, but I am saving $5 every day to buy a car. It is a long way to go, but I will be patient.
疯狂自恋三。
Because of father's work, our family had to move to San Diego. Father wanted to lease, but mother insisted on buying. Both of them had good points. So the compromise was a short-term lease as temporary settlement and buying a new home at a better location later. Soon, father found out that loan interest rates had been dropping and the real estate market was at an all-time low. He changed his mind. Now they had agreed on buying. Father must search carefully for the new home. It was difficult at first because we lived way up in Seattle, Washington. Following a friend's suggestion, father contacted a real estate broker at Century 21. Things went much smoothly after that. The ideal location was found, negotiated, and bought. Father chose a single story, 2,500 square feet of house on an 8,000 square feet lot. It has 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a garage with room for 2 cars. We hired a moving company to ship our belongings to the new address with a trailer truck. It was not a major change for me. I just had to change my destination when flying home on vacations.
疯狂自恋四。
House chores are boring routine stuff that everybody hates. However, doing laundry is different. My laundry career began when my wife started assigning me little duties in the name of gender equality. In no time, I've become an expert in laundering. With these new washing machines, turning stinking clothes back smelling good takes almost no work at all. Unlike other tasks that put me baking in the sun, sweating, burning, and getting myself all oily, washing clothes gives me the comfort of the laundry room and involves only pushing buttons. I take credit for 2 hours even though I only spend 15 minutes on my part. Actually, doing laundry is not as simple as I thought. After I started reading the labels on those shirts, I found that some like to be washed cold while others like it warm. Dark colors don't mix well, especially in hot water. Not everything should be dried in the dryer, and women's clothes tend to be less durable. Luckily, I was put off duty from ironing since I made a hole through my suit the other day. But after doing it for so long, laundry is now a no-brainer for me. But it doesn't get boring. When I hand-wash my wife's more delicate underwear with some imagination, it gets pretty interesting.
疯狂自恋五。
Today, I met my friend Gregory at his favorite coffee shop. I thought I could have tea there, but they didn't sell any. They only had coffee. Yuck, I thought. Then Gregory ordered a cappuccino and asked me to try it. I thought it would taste bitter, but I was wrong. It was delicious. After that, I ordered a mocha. That's a drink with chocolate and coffee. I like it so much that I spent all afternoon trying different kinds of coffee. Maybe that's why I'm still awake.